The Democratic Unionist Party are the kingmakers of UK politics at the moment. The DUP have made sure Theresa May has a parliamentary majority, promising to support the Conservatives on Brexit, national security, budgeting, and on all motions of confidence. The agreement cost the UK government more than £1 billion, and even though Prime Minister May has secured her place in 10 Downing Street for now, her spending that money has angered many UK voters.
One of the biggest problems with this deal for the Conservative Party is somehow, after lecturing people about there being no magic money tree, they seem to have discovered one in the back garden of 10 Downing Street and are shaking it for all it's worth. It makes it look as if all the rhetoric around austerity was actually meaningless, and it's a very easy story to tell about them because it's true.
That was Tim Bale. He's a professor of politics at Queen Mary University in London. He says the deal with the DUP was a logical one for the Conservatives. Both parties share the same view on Brexit, both are opposed to a Labour government, and both are socially conservative. But the DUP are controversial outside Northern Ireland because of their stance on social issues, says Arti Shankar, a policy analyst at Open Europe Today, a non-partisan policy think tank in London.
The UK public was somewhat shocked when the DUP really came to the fore after the result of the general election, part of that being only a recent understanding of the social values that the DUP holds. The idea that there is a powerful party in Great Britain that does not agree with the same abortion rights that mainland UK citizens have, that does not agree with the idea of gay marriage, I think shocked a lot of mainland UK voters.
The DUP stresses, however, that it has no plans to extend its conservative agenda throughout the UK. But that does little to reassure some people in Britain who are finding out about the DUP for the first time. They see a political party accused of links to a unionist paramilitary group in Northern Ireland, and they see a lot of money now going to Northern Ireland, while other municipalities and public services face years of cutbacks. Around Parliament in central London, the topic evokes unease and frustration.
I think that we're all a bit tired of people telling us that we can't have a good NHS because there's no money for it. We can't have more police because there's no money for it. Then they send £1 billion over to Northern Ireland to do exactly that.
Potentially with 10 votes, the influence they're going to have over the policies that the Conservative Party bring forward will have limitations around that. They're not going into a coalition government with these people. I think it's highly likely that the Conservatives will steer clear of some of those really contentious issues that could possibly divide a country.
They're effectively saying these are people we're willing to work with, and they are views which I would say most of the UK are not for.
It's not necessarily that they got Theresa May in her back pocket, but anything that they want to put through for their agenda of the Northern Irish collective is put into question, because they would get an idea that they can actually get through things that will not necessarily agree with the Catholic majority.
Another criticism of the deal is that the Conservatives have created an alliance with one of the two sides in Northern Ireland, where they're supposed to remain as neutral as possible. And politically, the payment to Northern Ireland will likely be used against the Conservatives in the next election. It has awakened a feeling of unfairness throughout the entire country, says Gary Duffy, a former BBC reporter in Northern Ireland.
It's caused a great deal of resentment. You've seen in Scotland, they've referred to it as the worst kind of pork barrel politics, and in Wales, they've called it a straightforward kind of a bung. There are indications that resentment is growing in Scotland, and that the party of government in Scotland are going to use formal mechanisms possibly to escalate their concern that this has breached the principles of fairness in terms of allocation of money throughout the United Kingdom.
The next election in the UK is expected in 2022, but since the Brexit referendum last summer, British politics has twisted and turned, so the next election could well come before that. The hard business of negotiating an exit from the European Union has only just begun, and it will be business closely followed by the Democratic Unionist Party. Theresa May will be hoping her new partners keep her government afloat as planned, without bringing her any more of the criticism she's faced so far. Pierre Bertrand, Radio France Internationale, London.